Let's see. We'll go to Paul in Boston. You have ringing in the ear, I think. Are you there, Paul?
Yes. Hi, doctor.
Am I right? You got ringing in the ear? Is it tinnitus? Tinnitus?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. Well, you know, that is an aggravating thing, and it's most people think they just have to live with it, but it's actually a little bit of a warning, because normally there are other things that can cause this, but the most common is that you are calcifying that area of the tissue. And these are calcium deposits known as osteophytes, and they block that pathway. And the reason this occurs is you're low in minerals, and so in order to buffer your blood from the activity of the day, the body must break down your bone. When it breaks down the bone, it can buffer the blood on an emergency basis, but it can't get rid of it fast enough. So it has to stick it somewhere, your foot, your spine, your elbow, your ears, your eyes. Okay, so you want to stop this as quick as you can. So how old a man are you, Paul? 56?
Mid-50s.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
About 185.
Okay. So the first thing I'd do, of course, at your age, is get on the HCL detox kit. So you can, by raising HCL, you may be able to dissolve any calcium deposits. That's number one. And so at your age and weight, I'd normally use 4 HCL and 2 activator, but probably for a couple months to try to do a little osteophyte house cleaning, I would use maybe 8 and 4. And when you don't see any further benefit, just drop back. That's step one. Step two, we got to give you a good source of minerals so you don't make a mess like this again. So you're going to get a roll of pH paper, and that'll allow you to check your first morning urine pH, okay?
Yes.
And your goal is to get that guy to the ideal green zone, 6.4 to 7.0. That's just slightly acid. And once you get in that zone, then the body has a mineral reserve known as monoorthocalcium phosphate, soft tissue mineral reserve. Now when the day wears on, the body calls upon this, buffers the blood, no bone dissolved, no bone getting stuck somewhere like your ear or your head or your eye or your foot, the end of the game. Now, in order to get this pH up, you'll start with a half teaspoon of coral, and you're going to mix that into a glass that already has a jigger of aloe and a jigger of water, the only good use of a jigger glass. And now we're going to check. We'll do this, do it for 3 days. Recheck the morning urine pH. If it's better but still acid, we're going to increase the coral to 1 teaspoon. Okay, and we'll just keep going up a half teaspoon till we get it. Now, if it takes 2 or 3 teaspoons to get you there, you'll know, Paul, you got a bug somewhere, there's a bad tooth, something's wrong. Okay, and you can do that, but I would recommend seeing a practitioner to find out what's wrong and get it fixed. But now you can expect that the ear can recover. Now, it's also possible that you've had a blow or trauma at the site and there's an interference field. That being the case, this would help, but it might not clear complete. And so then you may still need to see a QRA practitioner. And if you call the order line, of course, they can refer you to 2 or 3 people in your area.
I see.
Okay?
Yeah, can I ask you this? Does this suggest an over-acid or over-alkaline condition?
Well, see, now when you speak acid and alkaline, you're talking about at the cell or at your stomach or where?
I guess a general body condition.
Okay, see, when you burn food, there's a waste, and that waste is acid or alkaline ash.
Yes.
Now, when we burn meat or anything like that, it's very acid. Vegetables, in general, are very alkaline.
Yeah.
So, but there's two things. When you first eat, does it suggest you have enough stomach acid? It suggests you don't have enough, but you might go to acid indigestion, and many people think that means they make too much HCL. That's not true. The acid indigestion is from lactic acid, burns just like HCL, but you're not digesting your food. And most people, if there's no ulcer or complicated situation, they can take HCL when they have acid indigestion. It goes right away.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I never get any sort of indigestion.
That's good.
I'm a vegetarian.
Good.
I use lots of sea salt strictly.
Good.
Never any of the other stuff.
Good. Very, very good. Air-dried sea salt's what you want, and that's an excellent choice. And hearing that, as a vegetarian, I'm almost certain you're low, you have a low pH, and that morning urine pH will tell us what your mineral reserve is. And that's what you want to get back to track as fast as you can, Paul. And the minerals of the food of America today are a pathetic excuse compared to what they were 50 years ago. So you've got to do something supplement-wise or you're going to have problems. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.